Well, we were talking a moment ago about the news from FedEx after the bell, the company withdrawing its annual earnings forecast and saying at the same time, preliminary results for the current quarter fell short of estimates. Let's get to Bloomberg's Lee Klaskow. He is a transportation and logistics analyst for Bloomberg Intelligence. Lee, thanks for being with us. Just judging, when you look at the stock in late trading, 16% to the downside. This must have been a huge shock here. What's coming under the hood here? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, sentiment for shares of FedEx has been pretty low for quite some time. And this is just another kick in the teeth, I guess, for shareholders. The end of the day is that, you know, I guess slowing economic activity in around the world is really impacting its ground and express business. You know, we were hoping to see some green shoots of positivity from its TNT acquisition that it made a number of years ago. But because that organization was finally fully integrated into FedEx Express, but that's going to take some time. It seems like it's just less demand and higher costs really weighing not only on revenues, but earnings. You know, it's worth noting that, you know, consensus, the numbers for their ground business was more or less in line with consensus expectations, but Express was about 5% lower on the top line. And just the color about, you know, the uncertainty that is driving management to pull their full year guidance is also probably spooking investors as well.
Yeah, so no guidance, but what's the plan? Do we get any detail on this? How's FedEx going to get out of this hole? And what do we know about potential cost cutting?
Yeah, I mean, they list a whole bunch of actions that they're going to do, including, you know, parking some aircraft, reducing the number of flights that they have, you know, closing some of their FedEx office locations. I think they said about 90, defer some of the hiring that they were planning on doing, and also kind of delay some of the CapEx programs that it was planning on doing as well. You know, and this is supposed to, you know, mitigate some of the not only the higher costs that they're facing, but also, I guess, better align the resources for their network to match more closely to the demand that they're seeing. You know, obviously, the closures in China due to COVID have had a lot of impact in terms of economic activity that are coming and going in and out of that country. And then obviously the inflationary pressures that Europe's facing, especially as it relates to energy prices because of, you know, the ongoing war in Ukraine is also creating some weakness. You know, we would also, you know, I guess a little positive is that, you know, the U.S. consumer tends to be a little stronger than those outside of the U.S. So that might, you know, be a welcome sign for its ground business. And it's less than truckload business, which is FedEx Freight, you know, that continues to do very well. They are facing probably lower volumes, and we don't really have the details yet, but the pricing environment for less than truckload remains pretty strong at mid-single digits. At least that's what we're seeing for other carriers.
So we use this company kind of as a proxy for the global economy. Lee, very quickly, 20 seconds or so, is there one region of the globe that is really very weak right now and that would cast the FedEx performance in doubt going forward?
I mean, I think it's more or less what's going on in Europe, followed probably by China and then the United States. But I think Europe is the weakest.
Lee, good stuff. Thank you so much for making time to chat with us. Lee Klaskow there. He is transportation and logistics analyst for Bloomberg Intelligence, joining us here on Daybreak Asia.